Blockbuster video rentals died a slow death, but profitable for many investors. Blockbuster stores lasted more than a decade beyond original predictions of demise. Similarity between Blockbuster and Barnes & Noble bookstores is uncanny. One rented and sold videos in retail stores and was put out of business by electronic delivery of videos. The other sells books in retail stores and online and is suffering from online books delivered electronically to handheld devices. The difference is Barnes & Noble probably will survive. New Yorker magazine outlined factors going for Barnes & Noble. Sales fell last year, but profits rose. It gained market share by the closure of competitors. It has short store property leases, so it's more flexible to relocate or downsize. In addition to 600 retail stores, Barnes has 686 college bookstores. Browsing in bookstores is still the favored method of book selection. Last but not least, millions still favor a handheld book. The rate of e-books growth slowed last year and still account for only about 20% of the market. E-books will continue to grow, but Barnes & Noble will be here for a long time. Every market innovation does not necessarily put older concepts out of business.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.